For answer, he put his hand on my shoulder and said with infinite tenderness, "Friend John, I pity your poor bleeding heart, and I love you the more because it does so bleed. If I could, I would take on myself the burden that you do bear. But there are things that you know not, but that you shall know, and bless me for knowing, though they are not pleasant things. John, my child, you've been my friend now many years, and yet did you ever know me to do anything without good cause? I may err, I am but man, but I believe in all I do. Was it not for these causes that you sent for me when the great trouble come? Yes! Were you not amazed, nay horrified, when I would not let Arthur kiss his love, though she was dying, and snatched him away by all my strength? Yes! And yet, you saw how she thanked me with her so beautiful dying eyes, her voice, too, so weak. And she kissed my rough old hand and blessed me. Yes! And did you not hear me swear promise to her that so she closed her eyes grateful? Yes. Well, I have good reason now for all I want to do. You have for many years, trust me, you have believed me weeks past, when there be things so strange that you might have well doubt. Believe me yet a little, friend John. If you trust me not, then I must tell what I think, and that is not perhaps well. And if I work, as work I shall, no matter trust or no trust, without my friend trust in me, I work with heavy heart and feel oh so lonely when I want all help and courage that may be." He paused a moment and went on solemnly, "Friend John, there are strange and terrible days before us. Let us not be two, but one. That so we work to a good end. Will you not have faith in me?" I took his hand and promised him. I held my door open as he went away and watched him go into his room and close the door. As I stood without moving, I saw one of the maids pass silently along the passage. She had her back towards me, so did not see me, and go into the room where Lucy lay. The sight touched me. Devotion is so rare, and we are so grateful to those who show it, unasked to those we love. Here was a poor girl putting aside the terrors which she naturally had of death, to go watch alone by the bier of the mistress whom she loved, so that the poor clay might not be lonely till laid to eternal rest.